Margaret Machine.
Hi, is Vince there?
Speaking.
Hey, Vince, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to, touch base with you on some finance offers we sent out to the business. Looks like it was about two and a half weeks ago, and it looks like it was based on some financing you guys did with First Financial back in 2011. So yeah, basically, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital. Looks like about $250K. So yeah, I just want to touch base with you and see what you had coming up where you might need some financing.
No, we just bought a piece for about $100,000.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't finance it. I just paid for it.
Oh, you just paid cash for it?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's great that you're in a position to do that.
It was an auction, you know.
Oh, okay. So you guys kind of...
spur-of-the-moment thing.
Yeah.
And right now, even though I spent that, I'm okay as far
that's
as
great.
Cash flow and everything.
Yeah.
And I think we got two more payments, and then we're completely debt-free. So right now, we're in pretty good shape.
No, that's great to hear.
But we are doing a lot of things here.
Mm-hmm.
Brought in like 800, in the process of bringing in 800 more amps, and maybe going to put a building up. And
oh, wow.
Another building, rather. So
another building. So you guys are expanding then, sounds like.
Yeah, well, we got six of them now, so.
Well, good for you. We do, equipment finance is our bread and butter, and we also do working capital. And with working capital, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of top-line revenue as unsecured cash.
Right now, even though I'm not, what is the interest rate on a five-year loan on a piece of equipment?
On a piece of equipment? Yeah, that's, it'd probably be in the low, mid-single digits, like on up, depending on what you would, look like on paper. And what else would you be, looking at on? Like what type of piece?
Well, I'm just saying in general, whether I bought a lathe, a mill, or what, I'm just curious what kind of interest rate that is.
Yeah, that's, like I said, if that's basically the general, idea. It's a low mid-single digits, on up, depending on what you, qualify on
paper. Yeah, but low single digit can go all the way to 9.
No. I mean, it can, like I said, what would you be like looking for? I mean, they don't really.
No,
give
I'm
us,
not.
Like,
I'm just curious. That's all I am. I'm not planning on doing anything. I just bought something, but
yeah, exactly. And that's what would you get with that company you just bought it with? Well, I know you paid in cash, but what were they offering? Did you have any offers or anything? Experience.
No, I'm not looking at any piece of equipment right now. I'm just seeing what you're saying that I have $250,000 available to me for a loan. I'm wondering on a loan like that, for say for $100,000, what kind of interest rate over a 5-year term?
Well, yeah. So we're looking at 100. I mean, because we have multiple programs that are unsecured, secured, and I guess if it was equipment that you'd be looking on, or are you kind of looking at the capital? I'm just curious to get you an exact answer. I don't want to give you.
No, I said equipment.
Okay, for equipment, I mean, low mid single digits, probably like 4 or 5, on up.
Okay, well, that gives me a rough idea. It keeps some ammunition in my head in case I decide to pull the trigger on something.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like kind of with this, I mean, that's why I don't really want us to kind of give that, info out. It's just because I could tell you, a number, and then. When you go to qualify, if you don't qualify for it, I don't want to, give you that wrong
information. Trust me, I'll qualify for the loan.
Oh, no, that's great, and I'm sure you will. I'm just saying, in past experience, some people, everyone thinks they have the best credit in the world, and
well, everybody thinks they have the best credit, but the difference between me and them, I know I do.
Yeah, exactly. And no, and I'm not. Talking you down or anything, but I'm just saying with the past experience, some people...
Oh, no, a lot of people blow smoke. I'm not one of them.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great to hear. But yeah, like I said, like what kind of, rates have you dealt with in the past? Like what would you... I mean, you obviously were getting...
Well, some of the loans I have that were a couple building loans, so those were 10-year loans. So you're looking at 10 years ago.
Yeah,
I haven't bought a piece of equipment that I... actually had the finance in quite a few years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand. Like
and
that,
a few of them I land up having the manufacturer the on a brand new piece of equipment, they actually gave me better interest rates than the bank did.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to sell it, you know, and they said, well, okay, no payment for 90 days and X amount of interest, you know.
Yeah, and that's kind of how we have a 90-day deferred program as well, and there's no down payment required. But, yeah, with those, you know.
In the past, on everything that I bought, I always put 20% down and finance the rest.
Yeah, get it. I mean, that makes it easier on you, obviously, with payments and everything. And, I know some people actually, they pay cash for equipment, and then they just finance it off after. Try and save that money so they're not using all their capital, you know.
And the other thing, there can't be no penalty for early payoffs because on mine with the bank, on many times if I had a loan for $3,000, every month I'd put another $1,000 to help knock the principal down.
Yeah, and that's smart to do. And we actually, you know, offer discounts on that, on early payout. We're exact opposite on that. And especially, too, because, like, our working capital program as well, like that's the unsecured program, our secure cash. We free up 10-15%, and those you know general terms are on 3 months until around 3 years. It's a short term loan, and it you know it acts like a line of credit, so you can you know get qualified for as much as possible, and then you can take out what you know want when you need it. But it is like a short term loan, so as soon as those I mean you work those all out, you know once you need the money, you know, it's not something that just kind of it's sitting there, but it doesn't go into your account, you know, and use it until you need it, you know. Yeah, so I mean, if you don't mind, Vince, I can send you some information. You have in your back
pocket.
Yeah, you
can send it. Like I say, I'm not ready to do anything, but I'll keep it in mind.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. We like
to, you have a good day.
Well, what's a good email for you? I'm sorry, Vince.
Pardon me?
What's a good email for you? I can send you some info.
No, it's CAD1950@AOL.com.
At AOL.com.
All right.
All righty.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Thanks for your time, Vince.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.